you just make some noise in the house and give God praise. This is not about entertainment, but it's about giving God praise. Is there anyone in the house that don't mind lifting up the name of Jesus? Somebody shout Jesus. I said somebody shout Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you know that that was the name that was above all names? That's the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. When it's all said and done, the only thing that's going to matter is the name of Jesus. I don't know what it is that you're going through in life. I don't know what you're dealing with and where you're at. But if you just call on the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. When you call on the name of Jesus, things have got to change in your life. It's the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that makes the difference in the world. Hallelujah. Come on and clap hands and give God the praise in this house. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but the song says that there's a river of living water. And I heard him say that if you believe on me, as the scripture had said, out of your belly shall flow. That means there's a constant flow. There's a current coming from you. When you get around people, they can't help but feel a difference, because there's something flowing from the inside, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Do you have life tonight? Do you have life tonight? I said, do you have life tonight? Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I don't know what you're looking for, but if you need hope in your life, if you need joy, if you need restoration, if you need peace in your life, if you need victory in your life, you can find it in Jesus Christ, because he is the source of life. And everything that you need is in him. If you need it tonight, you can have it. You don't have to wait till the song is over. You don't have to wait until the message is over. If you're looking for something in your life tonight, you can have it right now. But it's up to you if you just begin to call on the name of Jesus. I think there's somebody in here that's looking for Jesus. I don't know what you came here for, but Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Listen, I didn't come here to entertain you. If you came to spectate, you're looking for the wrong person. This ain't about me, but it's about the one that I serve. You don't know my testimony. Oh, it's not about up here and being a show. I ain't got time to worry about people's feelings and what you think of me. But I do what I do because of what God has done in my life. And I know there were times when I was down and out and I couldn't see my way through. I didn't feel like I was going to make it in life. But when I called on the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Can I tell you just a little bit? There were times when I didn't think my marriage was going to make it. There were things going on in my home, and the enemy had my mind so warped. I didn't think I was going to return, but something rose up inside of me. And when the enemy thought he had me, he thought he had me destroyed. I just began to call on the name of Jesus. When I didn't know what else to do, I just got down on my knees and I said, Lord, I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But one thing I do know, if I just go ahead and submit to you and I call on your name, I know things have got to change. If I call on your name, demons have got to flee. If I call on your name, everything that's against me. Did you hear the word say, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. Some of y'all trying to fight this battle on your own. But I heard the word of God say that the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. You don't know my testimony. I don't know your testimony. But let me tell you something. Don't ever downplay the move of God and what he's trying to do. We're sitting in here and we're singing songs to the glory of God. But there are some folks in here, you are still in the wilderness. Oh, you hear the songs and you feel the presence of God, but you just not sure about what to do from here. Can I help you out? The message tonight was supposed to be your wilderness is not your residence. You done got in the wilderness and you started unpacking your bags and you started believing the lie of the enemy that that's your identity and that's where you're going to be for the rest of your life. Let me tell you something. The enemy is a liar. The hard place that you're in is because God has allowed you to be there. But can I tell you that if God has brought you to the wilderness, he can bring you through it. And if God can bring you through it, he can bring you out of it. Do you know what the wilderness is? The wilderness is just to get you from your potential to the promise. That's what the wilderness is about. Look at the children of Israel. They found themselves coming out. Moses came and told them the promise and said, you know what? God is going to bring us out of this. You've been in bondage for 430 years. But now God says he's ready to bring you out. And when he told the people, they began to worship. They were excited. But as soon as they got out and they found themselves stuck between a rock and a hard place, they started complaining. They forgot about the promise. They started having their wilderness experience and they started giving up everything. The more they went into the wilderness, the more they tossed out everything that God has done. Let me encourage you tonight. Every wilderness experience that you have, please understand that God has not forsaken you. You might forget what God has promised you, but God, he's not like man that he should lie. His promises are yea. You know what amen means? So be it. That means it's already done. Even if you don't see it right now, it's already done. Some of y'all, I don't know what you're dealing with. Some of you may have a rap sheet. You've got a background that's probably lengthy as an encyclopedia. But can I tell you something? You are standing here tonight. I just feel the power of God. Not the hype. Thank God for the praise team and the songs that y'all sung. The fire of the Holy Ghost moving in this place. But God is stirring someone's heart. Someone in here tonight. I don't know who you are. But you know where you are. You know what you've been through. You know where you've been. And maybe nobody else knows your testimony. You're here tonight. Do you not know that that's because of the hand of God? God knew you were going to be here tonight. And even in everything that you've done, he says, I still love you. And I still have a plan for your life.
When you have given up because you think you don't amount to what you should be, God says, don't worry about what you don't have. I'll make up the difference. You just come to me and bring it to me, and I'll make you what I want you to be. When you go through life and you start measuring God's abilities based upon your circumstances, you are doing yourself an injustice. I know the time, and I'm cognizant, and I'm not really worried because God has already been moving in the place. But I want to encourage you with something, because when you leave from this place, some of you are going back to the same environments and the atmosphere that you've been in, whether it's at work, at home, or whatever the case may be. And that's where the real battle begins. The temptation to go back into the things that you come out of. And some of you are making up your mind tonight that you want to make a difference. And for those of you who are making up your mind, let me encourage you, don't change it. If you made up in your mind you want to change tonight, do you not know that God can empower you? When you go back to that atmosphere, those devils that are waiting for you, you can walk up in that atmosphere and say, not so, there's something different. God is on the scene. I left this place defeated. I left this place feeling weak, hopeless, and destitute. But now I'm back, and I've come with reinforcement. I'm not by myself anymore. I've got the power of God working on the inside, and He's allowing me to take authority in the place that I'm in to say, it won't be the same anymore. Things have got to change. I've got the power of the Holy Ghost working on the inside, and it's going to make a difference in my life. Listen, let's stand. I did have a message here, but one of the awesome things about serving God is that God is not on your program. You're on His program. God knew that each and every soul tonight would be here. Listen, more important than the words that I could ever speak, if I can really, I need you to listen to me. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever condition of life, you've been saved for years, or maybe you haven't been saved at all. Maybe you're even doubting the reality, significance of what we're doing tonight. Oh, he's just up there speaking. He dressed up in a nice suit and, you know, he thinks he's somebody. No, I'm only somebody because God made me who I am. Listen, this is not a sales pitch. I don't have time to be a car salesman and try to sell you Jesus. You either want Jesus or you don't. But you've heard it earlier. Time is running out. You've been playing with your life. You've been playing with time. God has been reaching out to you. There's some folks, you've been in church for years, but you have somehow just become complacent. You're at the point where you're about to throw in the towel. I haven't heard history about anyone here, but I know that God is speaking to some people in here. He's speaking to some hearts right now. And some of you, you stepped in church. You don't have the Holy Ghost, but you desire to change. In your heart, you desire to change. You put on the front and you try to put on a facade and look a certain way to everybody else, but you're not fooling God. And as hard as you have become, you don't realize the only thing you've done by building those walls, if you have isolated yourself and made yourself vulnerable to the enemy. What you call hard is really the source of your destruction. Some of you are built up stones around your heart. Why? Because you've been disappointed. You've been let down. You've been hurt. Things have happened to you. Can I remind you that Jesus was also disappointed, let down? His own people turned on him. He was crucified and gave his life because of his own people betraying him. And you know why he did it? For you and I. He endured every negative thing they had to say. He endured every negative thing that they tried to do to him. And he did it with you and I in mind. Listen, I know it's been said. I know it's been said, and I just really feel like God is trying to get a hold of somebody. You're playing with time and you think you've got all the time in the world to continue to do what you want to do and live how you want to live. But God is calling you. How much time will you waste? What is it going to take? Is it going to take you lying in a hospital bed, questioning whether or not you're going to get that next second in your life for you to change? Oh, I'm speaking to somebody. And you know what? The devil is mad, and I don't care if he's upset about it. God has a plan for your life. I want to do this real quick. I know we have altar call. I want to do this real quick. I just want everybody to bow your heads right now. And I just want to pray. And I want you to pray and believe with me. We've got some walls that we got to tear down tonight. I wonder if I have some believers in here that's going to touch and agree. There are some walls that need to be torn down. You're not going to make it on your own. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, touching and agreeing right now, Lord Jesus. You see, God, that heart, oh God, with so much stone and rubble built around it, all in efforts to protect, when the real protection is in you. You are the strong tower, the buckler. You are the shield, oh God. But we need you to penetrate every stony wall and every stony heart, God. And we need you to conduct a spiritual heart transplant in the lives of your people today, God. There are some who desire to change, but they're fearful about what comes next. I pray, oh God, that you would comfort them, oh God, console them, and help them to realize, Lord, that all they have to do is cast all their cares upon you. For you care for our souls. Let no one leave here in the same condition, God. Lord, this didn't happen by happenstance, but there was a divine purpose that you had, oh God, for every soul that's here, Lord. And maybe they can't see the outcome right now, but I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you would deliver and set free right now every soul that is walking around in chains and shackles, have been bound by the enemy, believing the enemy's lies, have been under the influence of the enemy, enslaved. God, I pray that you would liberate them right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All the altar workers, those of you who work the altars, if you could come. Wherever you are in your life, in your relationship with God, if you haven't really established one, now is the time. And this is all you have to do. When you come up, The first thing I'm asking you to do is just step out of your comfort zone just for a moment. You're sitting and you're questioning, well, why should I go through all that? I really don't want that. I don't need that in my life. Let me ask you something. What do you have to lose by trying Jesus? What do you have to lose? What you thought living up life was really all about? Let me tell you something. When you give your life to Christ, He allows you to have a dynamic experience in life that you never experienced in the world. You can never find the joy in the world that God gives you. You're looking for peace. You're distraught in your mind because there's so many things going on. You're trying to make a decision. You don't know what to do, which direction to go. God is calling you. God is calling you. Yes, He's speaking to you. Yes, you, the one that's looking at me, He's speaking to you. All you got to do, take a moment in your life. You've already came here. You already took the time to come to the house of God. So why not step out of your comfort zone and come up? And when you come up prepared to open up your heart and say, God, here I am, Lord. I really don't have much to offer. I probably haven't done everything right like I should have. I realize there's so much that I should be doing. But here I am, God. If you are a forgiving God like they say you are, then here I am. I present my life to you. What can you do with this? What can you do with me? If that's you, I want you to come up to the altar. We've got folks ready to pray with you. And God is ready to fill you with His Spirit. He's ready to change your life. Don't let tonight go by. You leave out of here in the same condition. Tomorrow's not promised to you, so take it for granted if you want to. But when you're standing before the judgment seat, please understand that when God gives you the sentence, you can only look at yourself. God doesn't put you in a hell. He doesn't put you in heaven. It's you who decides where you end up at. God allows you to have a choice.
Oh, yes, God. Jesus.
If you've been living for God for years and you feel like, you know what? What's the point? I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. I'm trying to do the right things. I'm trying to live the right life, and just seems like I'm not making any progress. Nothing's turning around for me. Can I encourage you? Your wilderness experience is not your residence. If you feel like you're ready to give up, I'm asking you to come out and have somebody pray with you to touch and agree. Now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to throw in the towel. Now is not the time to compromise. Now is not the time to turn away from what you know is right. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. It's up to you. It's up to you to give your life to Christ. He's waiting. He's waiting.
I will learn to speak His name. I will learn to sing the name of Jesus. I love Your name is the sweetest name of all.
I love to sing Your name,
Christ Jesus.
I love to worship Your name.
any of